So far, we had 3 points here. Two of the 3 points we had, which categories we look for in requirements documents and some heuristics to find them. We had the business, quality attribute workshop to interview stakeholders. And now the last point here in this short list, we should think over what business goals are, how to understand them. Business goals are usually we as architects are somehow technology oriented, and of course we know something about the domain, but not so much about business in most of us, and that's therefore business goals are somehow soft. It's hard to get them. Some of them are just not spoken frequently mentioned, or not clearly described. We just have a clue of them, but we are not sure. So, however, they have a big impact. So, if we consider these business goals, let's use red here. We could think some of the business goals lead directly. Mention quality attributes. For example, our systems are highly reliable, so might be reliability is important. Or security is important. Or performance, we want to achieve a big performance or even functionality. So they might be mentioned by business goals directly. Others lead to organizational structures, organizational solutions. We work with this nice company-wide, worldwide organization of supporting, or you have partners everywhere. So they could be important goals, but they are none. Architectural solutions. And we just don't care about them furthermore. However, there are even some quality business goals that really demand something from the architecture. So these quality attributes then are influencing, have an impact on the architecture. However, we have to say there might even be direct things, goals regarding the architecture. For example, you have a business strategy to be partner with Oracle, and you do everything with the Oracle products. Or our company is working with SAP, and we develop as enterprise systems based on SAP for companies combined consulting and services. So if this is part of our business strategy, then this has a direct impact on the architecture, of course. Okay, I go over the next points rather briefly. I just want to mention that there might be categories that help us. For example, you could ask for goals that have using these categories, and possibly we get better answers than you just if you just ask for business goals. The continuity and the growth of the organization, find the financial objectives, personal objectives, or even there's a certain commitment to the employees, to the society, or some responsibility to a state. Shareholder value is in many companies. It's very important to be have good share values. The market position is frequently addressed by business goals, or you want to do some optimization improvement regarding efficiency and effectiveness. The quality and reputation of products. Many companies want to establish themselves in the market with a brand, and to achieve a high value of this brand, a high trust of the of the customers, and even some environmental factors, green energy, green computing, or whatever. because this helps us to attracting more customers. Okay, this is just to give you an impression. We will not go deeper in that. I tell you, you don't have to learn them. Yeah, it's good to know that there are some categories and the categories helps them. I will not come to this point in the exam. When specifying them, business goals are rather soft. Therefore, it helps to bring them into certain structure to achieve completeness. And this is this structure of a specification scheme is something that helps you to achieve a certain level of completeness. Yeah, you could write them as a structured list. So who is the author? Who is the owner that who wants the thing? And what is it about? What is the context? And what is the actual goal? For example, market share or whatever. And then how to measure them. Yeah, this is the most critical point if you want to achieve something. Usually it's not so hard for software systems, because usually with a software system you will not fulfill, not only with one software system, you will fulfill a business goal. But the measure is always good, and then the confidence, the volatility value. Okay, so far specification of business goals. And this answers the question let's go back to the question. Yeah, how to capture them? We are still here. How to capture them? Okay, next section is about utility tree.